All right, it's the Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's party station. And when we announced Tommy Brady is joining the Buccaneers, we brought out a certain song for y'all to understand how serious this is. What's going on over here? That's not it right there. We brought out a certain song for y'all to understand how serious this announcement is. So I figure if we're going to make an announcement about A.B. Antonio Brown, we got to bring the music back, man.
Okay. All right. I'm getting excited.
All right, man. Are you ready for this announcement?
Yes, I am.
We got one TB12 that is here. Ooh. Mr. Tommy Brady is going to be our quarterback for the new season, the next two seasons. And now, with the confirmation about Antonio Brown.
Nice.
While you're sitting in front of the radio and you are getting excited. It ain't happening.
No, we not firing the cannons.
It ain't happening.
What?
If he show up at Ray J on any of our home games, they will shoot him with the cannon. That's what Bruce Arians has said.
Security.
He said, security.
Why?
Get that boy out of here.
How dare you?
He was on Tiki Barber, Tiki and Tierney show on CBS Sports, and Bruce Arians was asked by Tiki Barber the likelihood of Antonio Brown joining the Buccaneers, and he said it ain't gonna happen.
Oh,
okay.
Bruce said it's so cool because he's wearing a Kango. He's like, right. It ain't gonna happen, baby. He said there's no room and probably not enough money, but it's not gonna happen. He's not a fit here. The host pointed out that there's room because Breshad Perriman, of course, who was our third receiver and sixth. Touchdowns, 36 catches.
Yeah, you liked
700 yards. I told you. I was like, your boy was bad. to be your third receiver and killing it like that was amazing. And he said, well, with him going to free agency to the Jets, you got room, and you might want to pair him up with Brady. Arian said, nope.
No room.
When he was asked why, he said they worked together when he was with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right.
And he said that year he was too much of a diva, so he don't want that. He don't want that smoke.
Oh, I like how they just laid it out there. They didn't go around it.
I like how he answered that, and he was like, you know what? And it speaks to the culture that he wants to have at the Buc. You got rid of drama.
Yes.
That you've had over your first year by changing up and going with Tommy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
Not anymore.
We just going to keep that over there.
That. We just going to keep that vibe. You
like
know what I'm saying? We're keeping that same energy.
And it is
I like
sad,
that.
But everybody understands.
Everybody understands because they know. Well, you know, listen, we've gone through years with Dwight Smith, with Aqib Talib.
There you go.
Keyshawn Johnson.
Keyshawn Johnson. Like, we've had drama. We know drama. We don't need no more of that.
Didn't you say Keyshawn Johnson had, like, a Bentley with a clear floor or something like that?
No, he bought a Bentley from the Dimmitt people.
Okay.
And he cut out under the seats to put 12s. And, like, he had base cubes under the... Like, they was like, bruh, you know this is, like, the big-time car.
Right.
He wanted hump in there. So he basically tore out under the seat and had a kicker box basically put under there with 12s so he could have that hump in his Bentley.
I ride in that.
I bet you that feels good, especially for his girlfriend.
You know what? At the time, it was Serena Williams.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, so you know all that booty chatter was just like...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.